This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you know you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, unlike the Owls, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So there's only one thing left to say. What's everybody having? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means you'll get some tasty rewards later on. And between you and me, if you order just before kickoff, you can get it just in time for half time. But I've not told you that. Only via the app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. See you later.
The Wednesday Week is sponsored by Michael Constantine Wealth Management. We bet you can't find a financial advisor closer to Hillsborough Stadium.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Wednesday Week. My name is Dan Fudge, and tonight it is a episode of threes. Obviously, we beat Cheltenham 3-0. I'm joined by three guests, Stevie, Blair, and John. We had three podcasters last week that managed to guess correctly that Sheffield Wednesday were going to win by three clear goals. And I've had three injections of Botox in three different areas. Let's see if you can guess what it is if you're watching live on YouTube. Tonight, I've got Stevie, John, and Blair. Stevie, all right, pal, how's it going?
Yeah, really good, mate.
I like your hat.
It's cold. We've just said before we've jumped on, I'm tight and I'm skin, and I refuse to put the heating on until November.
That's fair.
Siri's just kicked in as well and said, yeah. I understand.
Turn him off.
Knows how cold it is.
Turn him off. He's expensive.
So I'm airing my hat and my hoodie.
John, Blair, are you doing anything special to keep the energy bills down? I mean, you know, we've got a blanket
right now.
Oh, you're just going to get your beer jacket on. Is that it? I mean, it's none of your 15 quid a bottle, Merlot. It's not Tesco Finest, is it?
No, it's three for a fiver.
No. Three for a fiver.
Does that actually count as wine, or is that something you put in a cheeky Vimto at Pop World?
No, we got a hamper at work sent from one of the vendors who we spend a shitload of money to.
And so they sent you some wine.
Sent us some wine, so.
Fair enough. How are you, John, anyway? Nice to see the Miami Dolphins doing well.
Yeah.
The quarterback position, isn't it?
That's it. You know, they started 3-0 and then they've just forgot how to win anymore, and they've lost players, and the NFL won't let us play quarterbacks. But yep, that's another sport, isn't it? But yeah,
it is another
sport.
Doing
okay.
So, and that's another three. Miami Dolphins are on their third quarterback for the season in three games. So that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right then. So let's get through this game. Let's have a chat about Cheltenham. Now, I said at the top of the show that three of us guessed that we were going to win by three goals. I said 4-1, but I've still got my notes from last week here. Stevie and Blair both plumped for a 3-0 win, and I think that's the first time on Wednesday Week history in 13 years we managed to get the bloody. That's the first time I've ever referenced our predictions, but I think that's the first time we got it right. So that's nice, isn't it? And then coming up later on, we've got a quiz. It's your turn on the quiz, isn't it, John?
It is. Yeah, I've got a couple, so we can either take your pick, or this time you can do both, because they're not the long quizzes.
I tell you what, long-time listeners of the show will realise that we've started many a new feature on this show, and it starts for about 2 weeks, and then it falls to shit because we forget about it. And this one's been our longest-running feature, and I don't think we ever actually planned it. So let's stay with it. Anyway, Steve, I've made some notes. I've been watching. I've made some notes. Scored very early on, and I thought Josh Windass, as we'll talk about as the game went on, started his account really well on the day, because I thought he was unplayable on Saturday.
Yeah, we talked about Windass being a cut above last week, didn't we? And I thought he's gone into Saturday, and I just thought the role that he's playing at the moment sort of endorsed everything that we were saying. He was very, very good on Saturday. He is far too good for this league. I don't think anybody's going to dispute that. And we've got a squad on paper at the moment that is absolutely phenomenal, and is at least as good as anything else in this league. And he's right front and centre of it. The goal, I thought, he technically took it really, really well. He put himself about. He was busy. He harassed. He made life difficult for them.
Their poor left back had a shit time of it, didn't he?
Oh my God. Poor kid. He'd be rocking in a corner at the minute. That volley that he took as well later in the half that just went over the crossbar was absolutely phenomenal. The technique on that was absolutely quality. It was almost like the Rooney one, wasn't it, against Newcastle?
Yeah.
From a few years ago. But I just thought Windass was very good. I thought there was some standout performances on Saturday. And, it goes under the radar because it's, in inverted commas, only Cheltenham. But we were really good. It was one of those games where typically it might be a little bit of a banana skin or, something, a game where we could be at risk of dropping points or all those cliches. But I thought we managed the game really, really well. They had their sort of moments throughout the game, but I never really thought that they were in danger of sort of challenging or threatening us. It was just a control performance and three steady points, really.
I'm just looking down. They had a couple of decent chances after half-time, John. They were a bit of a scramble. Great save from Stockdale early doors as well, weren't there? There was a bit of a mess up at the back. And then their chances, John, were quite close range, but we managed to scramble it out. We had the right defenders back, didn't we? It was a good day at the back for us, right?
Yeah, we were a much stronger sort of performance from a player that's in Ihekwe, who's had a little bit of stick from time to time, looked a bit shaky in different moments, but he obviously played really well at the weekend, getting himself into League One Team of the Week as well, didn't he? So
it's a weird one with Ihekwe, because it was him that shit the bed when he fluffed his lines when we went on the attack, and then the ball came back to him, and all of a sudden they're on the attack, and it took a last-ditch tackle from Johnson, didn't it?
Yeah, he did get caught out there, and you could see Hennigan weren't really going to get back. But fair play to Marvin Johnson, he came steaming back and was there for a last ditch, beautifully timed tackle, wasn't it? But I think they put a shift in defensively. They were getting bodies on the line. They were determined not to be to be beaten. Hennigan was strong in the air again, which you would come to expect from him. Put his body on the line, got a cut, didn't he, and had to get bandaged up, and continued to soldier on. And it were good to see. And I think in regards to them coming back into it, I think we were just kind of just like, we could take it up another gear, I think, when we wanted to. And I think we were just kind of quite comfortable in possession. They had a couple of half moments, what you might call it. But overall, I never thought we would win that game.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Blair, I want to talk to you about one player that I would say is part of the top players in the club. And I thought he had a great game without bagging. But Lee Gregory, he hit the post. He fluffed an header, didn't he, where he got underneath it in the first half. There was one where he went for the bottom right-hand corner and the goalkeeper...
Yeah, that was like off the training ground, sort of the corner.
Yeah. And I thought he had a great... I thought he was great.
He can't bite a goal at the moment, can he?
He can't.
But like we said, I think we said on previous pods, the work rate he does is just unbelievable. Do you know what I mean? He brings up... He did occupy so many opposition defenders and just works his socks off for the team. And the fans have never booed him, do you know what I mean? If that were new to you, they'd be booing him for missing these chances, do you know what I mean? And that's the difference, isn't it? Maybe because he just looks like he runs more, I don't know. But
I would wager that there'd be a lot of fans in this league would take New You back with open arms.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I've been betting Patterson, isn't he? Anyway.
They're the same player, Blair. They're the same person. It's just one's had a shave.
That's a discussion for another podcast. Here's a question for you guys. Windass's goal on bins, as they say on the streets, is that harder than top bins? So I think it is.
What, bottom bins?
Yeah, getting it up and over the wall.
Stevie, we're into our early 40s now. Can we say bins?
No.
Okay. So you mean, so we're talking bottom corner, are we, Blair?
Bottom corner, bottom left hand corner.
Thank you, Stevie. Yeah. I will run things by you all day. All we'll have to say is because, like, you work with kids, so if you say the, it's fresh, it's down. You can go, you go, kids, can I say that? I've got no, sir, you can't. You know what I mean? So, right, what we asking? Stand again.
I'm saying, you're from the free kick. Brilliant free kick. Bloody far out and all. Do you think getting the ball up and over into the bottom corner harder than getting in the top corner?
I have a definite opinion on this, and I think technically what he did was great, really good. Great technique. He struck the ball really well. I think a better keeper does better against it.
I thought the keeper stood a bit far to his left, weren't it, to be fair?
I think a better keeper saves that, and that's no disrespect, but you know, you can almost look at it, if you were to rank order the goals, I think I saw something somewhere on socials on Saturday, Sunday over the weekend where they've said Windass has scored a belter of a goal, which probably ranked three out of three of them. Ironically enough, so if you're looking at it from a finishing and where the ball ended up, I think Bannon's finish was better than Windass's, and that's top.
Agree.
So
agree.
Yeah, but I think Blair's question though was, because I that was my first thought. I was like, it's easy for the keeper to get down sticking it in the bottom bins.
But I hate that phrase, by the way.
Sticking it in the bottom. Name of you. So if you could stick it. If you were sticking it in what we used to call the stanchion in the L in the top, the keepers is going to have a difficult time. But what you asked, Blair, was what's the more difficult technique?
Mm.
And I'd argue it's the former. I'd argue that the bottom, to get it up, down, up and round and down, is actually more difficult.
Forestieri did it once against Preston, I think, and that was about 18 yards out. And I just like thought, what a free kick that was. It was like,
more of a finesse, isn't it? More of a finesse free kick.
Straight over and
power one, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, Stevie. That's the third best goal of the day.
I think you gave Cheltenham too much credit because I thought they offered literally nothing. And I thought that game was boring for the last parts. Even though we won 3-0 and we had 24 shots, they just offered nothing. It felt like to me that they were playing for goal difference.
Have you noticed that we get like, it's like we have more shots than Rambo now, don't we? You look at the stats, and you're like 29, 30 shots a game, aren't we, in this league?
Well, that's one of the highest goal scorers in the country.
Now, John, what fucking formation were we playing? I can't. Right. So I've gone on various websites to try and work this out because I saw the lineup, and every time it bugs me, the lineup, because I sit there and I'm like, what the fucking. I can't. He plays. Do you remember when, like, Joe Wildsmith was number two as well? And I'm going, Christ, I can't. What is happening? And then I saw the lineup. I'm thinking, who's playing where? So I've gone on BBC website to check it, and it's gone with 4-2-2-2.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can't argue with that. I mean, it seems to interchange as well, doesn't it? During the game, you know, from different phases of play as well. So you'll see that sometimes. I mean, look at Smith. Smith was getting the ball on the right hand side in the first half.
Yeah, he was an handful as well.
Sorry, the second half. And it was like a winger, wasn't it? And I'm like, what's Smith doing out there? What I mean,
he's great. Like he's
6 foot
great.
Four. But yeah, he played his part in the game. But yeah, the formation, take a wild stab in the dark at that at times. It very interchangeable during the game, but. Fair play seems to work, doesn't it? Seems to get away with it. But odd at times with that because you can never predict that Dazza's lineup, can you? He's like an international man of mystery.
I thought we'd had it settled. I thought we'd got somewhere, and I thought, here we are, lads. This is what our formation is. We're going to play. What did I say the other week? 5-4-1-2 or whatever. You know what I mean? We're doing it, lads. This is it. This is what it's five at the back, and we're playing wing backs. You've got Johnson and Palmer. That's what's happening. See you later. Thanks for playing. Does Jack Hunt still play for us, by the way? Because
he was on the bench, wasn't he? Yeah.
Notably missing, isn't he? But anyway, there's one thing I want to call victory on, Steve, before we get to the second goal. Now, you're a bit more of a veteran compared to the other two lads, so I'm hoping that you've heard me say this a million times. I have said for a long time, we should play Barry Bannon as an attacking midfielder, centre, if you play Footy Manager. Cam, if you play one level of football. Or if you're an idiot, number 10. you know what I mean? That regressed attacking midfielder / forward role. We've been saying it for years. And I know I'd definitely be banging that drum. And as a result, we have got one of the best players in that, in the league above, in that little hole there. Now, come on. I've said it before, haven't I?
Yeah, you've been saying it for a while.
In it?
You've been saying it for a while. I'll tell you who else said it, and we moan about it like you wouldn't believe. God bless him, Ash. We moan about it all the time. Yeah. He'd sit here with his grumpy arse face, and he'd be banging on about Barry Bannon sitting square at centre halves. And Bannon, he's rubbish, he's wasted.
You do a really good Ash, to be fair, Steve.
It's almost as good as your chance here. Listen, I think just on the formation, I think there's a fine line between, and we've got to be careful with it, there's a fine line between arrogance and swagger. And I think when Moore sets up against teams like Cheltenham in the way that he did on Saturday, if it works, it's a swagger. There's a swagger about the way that we've set up and played. If it doesn't work, and we're toiling against a team for an hour at 0-0, which was my worry after last Tuesday, we're arrogant and we think we're too good for the league and Moore ain't got a clue and blah, 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 blah. I thought it was the right kind of game to set up in the way that we set up on Saturday. I think Bannon at the minute is just, he's absolutely fantastic. The influence he has on games is brilliant.
And he's everywhere. He's everywhere.
And the thing that gets me with Bannon is we talk about his quality of passing the ball. We talk about the things that he does when he's got the ball. The reason that I think Barry Bannon is so good and so influential, when we haven't got the ball, he runs his bollocks off. Mm. He absolutely runs his nuts. I was watching the highlights a little bit earlier and there was a cross that came over in the first half. A
really deep one.
Everybody.
Even Rob O'Neill on the commentary goes, that's gone to shit. And then all of a sudden he just went, and Bannon's going to get the ball.
Yeah.
Chase a lost course.
That's just so typical of what he does. And we've talked about it previously. When we break down a set piece or a corner, he's the one that's pelting arse to get back and he'll run past players to get into that back line and defend.
We've seen him a few times running back towards his own goal and knacking a geezer in the centre circle. Mm. Every time.
And he does it the other way as well, because when the ball is passed back to their keeper, he runs beyond our strikers and goes and closes it down.
The amount of times he wins the ball back as well, from like he does, like, he goes to ground, he sort of like slides, but he doesn't foul them. He sort of like wins the ball, like hooks his foot around the ball. He does that so many times. Well, against Portsmouth last game of the season with a 4-1. He injured himself, didn't he? Really? He did that insane run. He didn't need to do it. He just loves the club for some reason, and I love the fact that he does.
Half our fans have been slagging him off for the last 8 years. I think he
loves us.
Yeah. I think with him, the problem that we've, not the problem, but the sort of the issue that we've got is that we were talking about it sort of on the group chat, and where is he going to rank in terms of the level of player and what reverence? Is he a legend? Where does he sit amongst the players that we've had over the last 10 years, which is almost a podcast argument in itself.
A recent history top 11 is a really interesting thing, because Gary Upas and Kieran Lee are clearly in that mould. Some would argue Forestieri in there and all the rest, it depends on what criteria you're using. Bannon definitely gets a shout in there, but because now we've got two seasons in League One with Barry Bannon, people are now going to go, who's better, him or John Sheridan at some point in 20 years' time? Do you know what I mean? It's a really weird dynamic. And I think you're right. I think it's going to be an interesting conversation when he leaves the club to see where we go going forward. It's like Sheffield Wednesday post David Hurst. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like a new thing. Yeah. Blair, let's get the goal, pal. Let's talk about the second one of Elickle Barry's goal, because fucking hell, tell you what, heady days of 2016, 2017 when we had a goal of the month competition between ourselves every week, innit?
I can only pick the ball up, and he picked the ball up. He just sort of like got away from one player. I said to my mate, he's gonna hit this. And he bloody hit it, didn't he? It flew in, didn't it? The game needed it as well, because they were just sort of like, they offered nothing 1-0, and a few people murmuring around just going, what should we get a fluky equaliser? You know what I mean? From them just having panic attacks from last season. And that just absolutely killed the game dead, didn't it, as well?
This is the first time we've not said all season that's the type of game last season that we'd have lost that. We haven't said that today.
We wouldn't have lost that.
A cliche, isn't it?
We would have drew that. There was a potential we could have drawn that from a last-minute corner or something daft. Like,
I think my notes here, Blair, I've written Bannon shit snorter.
That's the word
I've gone for.
It was as top corner as you could get in it.
Yeah.
No one was saying, when you give him, I mean, we all know.
You can't give him time like that because we know what kind of shot he's got on him, and you'd think the opposition would know that too. But they still let him run free, and no one's surprised that he scored it. But we all still like, what a goal, because you know he's got that.
He gets that point now when he gets in between the sticks in that around that D area. I mean, he loves the D. Yeah, he loves the D. He's just lethal from there now, isn't he? Like he's just like he must be practicing because under Carlos in the early years he never had that sort of thing in him.
He scored that one decent against Derby, didn't he? Yeah. Did any of you ever see that film called The Replacement, American football thing? Did you ever see it, Fudge?
I think I did. Yeah.
Keanu Reeves. He was Shane Falco. Reese fans in it as the kicker.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like Barry Bannon in space with a ball. Just give me the ball. I'll kick the piss out of it.
Now, John, I think these goals went in an ascending order. And Steve is right. Like, you know, how Josh Windass's goal was the worst one of the day. If you know, I find that absolutely mental. But this last goal, John, must have been. Yeah, I thought it was pretty. There was a lot going on there for me that I had a football boner on for.
Dele Bashiru goal.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I thought when he came on, he instantly got into the action, didn't he? Instantly put himself about. It was a great team goal, wasn't it? And a great, great workmanlike to win the ball back and to press and get win possession.
Windass again. Harry in the fullback.
Yet again. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He had one crack at it, didn't he, Bashir? And he thought, oh no, but managed to get it back again. And you know, he's another one with a thunderous shot on him as well, isn't it? And as soon as he turned his mind.
Why does that sound like a euphemism? He's another one with a thunderous shot on him. Oh!
Yeah.
It stays hit when he hits it, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. Right off the meat of the bat, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Another one. Like Blair said, I mean, 2-0, we knew the game was over, but just for double measure, just to get that third goal by Dele Bashiru, who just an hour up and for four, because I'd predicted 4-0, like, but happy enough and safe enough to see the 3 points. He hit it
like a cocky kid at school would hit it. Like, I'm just better than everyone on this pitch.
Bannon's little touch and FDB's little step over and turn, I thought, was absolute chef's kiss.
He almost hit it out of anger, didn't he? Because
he sent everybody for a bag of chips. And just reading back on my notes from last week, Simon was probably pissed off about it because he had 2-0 in the prediction. So, sorry, Simon. FDB, stop you getting a clean sweep there, pal. Now, Steve, I've written your name next to this and it sounds overly harsh, but it just... It says, Stevie, is might and shite. That's all I wrote. That's all I've written. I've got an entire page.
I've got notes.
Go on.
Might and nope.
Oh, there you are then.
I'm not having him.
I'll just tick that off then, shall I? I'll just go, yeah. Yeah, he is.
I'm sorry. He's come down with a huge sort of reputation, relatively speaking. When we got it over the line, it came from nowhere, didn't it, towards the end of the transfer window. And we were talking about Maitim being, you know, a real sort of...
Proper.
Yeah, dynamic. He's in the Premiership. He's gone up there. The Forest fans are raving about him. He's come out because they've signed the population of Doncaster to go and play for him this season. So he needed to get out and get some minutes. He hasn't shown me anything in the 3-4 games. And I've been to I think he started the Pizza Cup game, and he's played a couple of others and he's been involved. He looks lightweight. He's rapid. He's got a trick in him, but he looks like he's just going to get knocked off the ball. He doesn't fill me with any sort of belief that he's going to produce anything. You know, away from sort of socials and what have you, I've talked privately about the fact that if we'd have set up on Saturday, or we set up in the way that we have recently in these sorts of games, go back to last season, Corbin, who would have been filling his boots, he'd have been absolutely destroying teams. And I know that's obviously something that's coming from, you know, you're looking at last season, you can't go back, and the squad is very, very different. But give me Corbin, who, when he were flying last year, versus Mighton this year, if we could transplant him from there into this setup, I think we'd have a hell of a player. And I just don't see what Mighton brings at the moment. And I hope that changes, and I hope he gets settled, and I hope that eventually, you know, we get to a point where he kicks on. But I don't see it at the minute. And we've had other players this season that have courted sort of controversy in terms of their ability to offer something in the team. And they're coming good now. And I'm looking at Will Volks, who arrived a couple of weeks ago and has been good for the last two, three games. I don't see Mighton doing that. And I don't see, against better teams, those teams in and around us, that Mighton's going to come in and dislodge Johnson or Palmer, or, you know, that formation change is going to happen. I just don't think that'll happen. I think we'll stay against the stronger sides. We're going to play three at the back. He's not going to move either of the wing backs, and, you know, we're blessed with so much talent going forwards. I don't see that he's in that top three, four players that we need to be talking about.
I think you're right. And I tell you what, before we move on to your game show, John, I do want to add a bit about the fullbacks. Actually, normally it's me teasing you about wanking on about LP2, Steve, but the two fullbacks.
Sorry. Before we go any further, I have to get this off my chest.
Go on.
That fucking run for the penalty that was not given was it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was absolutely unbelievable.
Right. He's
turned their left back inside out 17 times. It was like Waddle against Giggs. Years and years ago. It literally was like that. He put the kid on his arse, got into the area. Anywhere else on the pitch, that's a foul. How is that not a penalty? It was the best bit of skill we saw all day.
But what I was going to say, though, that run specifically, and a couple from Johnson, and especially the ones where Johnson got back, those two are playing with so much confidence right now. It is absolutely pouring out of them. And to watch players like Johnson, who seems to be an absolute mainstay in everything we do right now, is really impressive, because obviously he was great, then he was shit, now he's Neymar, and then now he's like one of our first names on the team sheet alongside Bannon and Windass. You know what I mean? And so obviously you only tend to remember the players going forward and the players that get the goals and the mercurial midfielders and the rest of it. But I wanted to do a shout out to the fullbacks, and I wanted to go, do you know what? Fair play, lads, because you know, it's a shit shirt to wear sometimes, especially with our fans. And,
I agree. I think Johnson was really good, very good defensively on Saturday.
Mm, I agree.
Yeah, push on the back pass.
Mm. Yeah, that was crap. Yeah, got out of jail. With that thing, maybe.
Yeah,
but we're still League One, lads. I mean, let's not get fucked up. You know what I mean? Right. So it's that time. It's that time. It's the halfway point, ladies and gents. So we're going to hand over to John. I still feel I should put some kind of theme tune in here, but let's go for it, John.
Okay. So. In terms of quizzes, then, you've got your choice of two. So we can have a go for Scandinavian players to make a first team appearance for Sheffield Wednesday. And there's not that many. I can tell you there's 11.
There's 11? I can name two.
He goes, I've come up with a quiz. It's not too obscure.
It's not obscure.
Oh, go on. What's the other
just
one?
Just throwing you off, Steve. Or you can have players to represent both Sheffield clubs since 2000, the year 2000.
Since 2000. Yeah, let's do that one. And are we all in agreement? Since 2000, Blair. Do you feel that's fair?
I think that's fair.
That's where I went 2000 for Blair, because obviously he's the member of the team.
Not because transfer market shits itself after.
No, it's not transfer market. And this will include loan appearances as well. So on my screen, going clockwise, it will... That.
Like,
what's that?
3 days later, Blair.
Carboni and Di Canio. It doesn't matter, does it? Yeah, so on my screen, clockwise, it'd be Fudge first, then Blair, then you, Stevie. So, players to play for both Sheffield clubs since the year 2000 does include loan appearances. So, in your own time, Danford, you're up.
Derek Geary.
Yeah, Derek Geary. He played for us in 97 to 2004, and he played for United from 2004 to 2010.
He lives on
Judas.
I loved him as well. That one hurt.
He's smaller than he looks. And he don't look very big.
Jesus.
He's a small player, definitely. I think he had to take over their youth team or something. I think he's still there now. Yeah, yeah. Right. Blair, you're next.
Marvin Johnson.
Good shout. Marvin Johnson was with Sheffield United 2018-19 on loan. And of course, he's now with us.
I didn't know that. 2021,
presently.
I actually didn't know that. You've shot your bolt there early, Blair. I'd have kept that one back, mate.
I thought that was a given.
That was a last man standing one now, wasn't it? You should have saved that one.
Yeah. Go on, Steve.
Stevie.
I'm immediately worried that I've gone too early with this one. So they have to have played for both teams from 2000 onwards.
That's correct, yeah.
I've got a name. I'm going for it.
Oh, is there a Brenda?
I could be going out in round one here. Alan Quinn.
Oh, you prick.
Oh, man.
Alan Quinn. Let's have a look. I know he's on here. So you are right. I'm just... where's he going, Alan Quinn?
Yeah, it's Warnock. Alan Quinn, yeah. Everyone from South Yorkshire.
Was with Sheffield Wednesday from 97 to 2004 and with Sheffield United from 2004 to 2008. Back to Dan.
I was going to say, I might keep it. And I'm just going to bash in Lee Bromby now. I'm going to go with Lee Bromby now.
No.
Lee Bromby with Wednesday from 98 to 2004 and with Sheffield United 2004 to 2008 and then back again on loan in 2009.
Fuck. Ooh. Oh, we're struggling now, lads.
Blair.
Gary Medin.
Oh, good one.
Gary
Medin.
I didn't have that one. Washing machine. Gary Medin. So, Gary Medin, yeah, is with Sheffield Wednesday from 2011 to 2015, and he was with Sheffield United on loan in 2019.
It's getting tense now.
Stevie.
Got another one and I don't know. I'm going right back to the beginning and I really don't know. I'm really stressing. I'm going to go for it. Richard Creswell.
Oh,
see, I've got Richard him written down Creswell. With a question mark because I think he played for us in the 90s.
Yeah.
I think he went 99-ish.
Richard Creswell was with Sheffield Wednesday in 99 to
2000. Ah, well played, Steve.
And with Sheffield United 2009 to 2012, the combination alone and
I've got one.
About 2012 here, I tell you what. Right, are you ready?
Right, sit down.
Creswell's gone, honey, yeah?
Creswell's gone, yeah.
See, I always get these two mixed up. It's either David McGoldrout or Chris O'Grady, and I think it's Chris O'Grady. He's played for both clubs.
Correct. Chris O'Grady was with us 2011 to 2013. Of course, scored that goal in the 1-0 with Semedo.
I can't remember him playing for them.
And he played for United in 2014.
See, I'll go for Leon Clark.
Oh, that's a good one.
Leon Clark, of course. Scored in the...
no, he didn't. Don't even talk about it, John.
Yeah, he was with us 2007. 2010 and with the Pigs 2016 to 2020. Bastard.
Right. Does this game, do you have to have actually played or can you have signed? Because I know one.
Oh, I know. He's talking about.
And he's currently playing for us.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact that we have a player who once was with Sheffield United. I think he was on loan, but I'm not sure that he turned out. But Ben Henniger.
That's fine, mate. Yeah, I got that.
Is he on your list, Ben Henniger?
He is on it. Ben Henniger is on the list. Yeah, he was with incredibly. He was with Sheffield United 2017 to 20, but I don't think he made an appearance.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And he's obviously signed with us this season.
Yeah. Is he a local lad, Hennigan?
Not sure.
All right. Hang on.
So, Dan.
This one's bold. Danny Bart.
Yeah, Danny Bart is correct. Danny Bart was with Sheffield United in 2010 on loan, and with Sheffield Wednesday in 2011-2012 season, the promotion season.
I'm flagging that. I've got one left. Keith Tracy.
Oh, you prick.
Keith Tracy, yeah. Prick. Was on prick. With Sheffield United on 2009 on loan, and with us in 2012.
And now I'm really struggling.
And now it's back to Stevie. A couple of obvious ones, actually.
There are a couple. There's a really fucking obvious one that you're going to kick your head on.
Yeah.
Come on, Steve.
We've said Bromby, haven't we?
We've said Bromby. We've had Bromby, Quinn, Bart, Geary, Cresswell, Treacy, O'Grady, Dean. Leon Clark, and the Goal Machine.
I am struggling. No.
5 seconds, Stevie. Come on, let's keep it moving. It is an audio medium.
It has. I know it had to have been since 2000. And if it's 2000, I know it's not right because he's way, way before. But
we can't say Curran and Dooley, mate. We're all thinking it.
Lee Gregory, has he?
No.
No, he's just rumoured to have been a United fan, isn't he?
Oh, thank God for that. Lee
Gregory is not on the list, no.
Unlucky Steve. Unlucky Steve. That's Steve out, right, John? Is that the rules?
Yeah.
I'm checking over here. He can get in the bin now. He took so long with his fucking choices here. Right. I've got about four left here, Blair, so bring it on, fam.
Oh.
Are you ready for the big obvious one? I'm going to keep the gangster ones back.
Go on, then.
Dean Windass.
Dean Windass, correct. Dean Windass was on loan with us in 2001.
Was he?
Then, only for a month, I think. Just 1 month. And he was with Sheffield United 2002 to 2003.
There's picture of him on the entire internet wearing our kit. I remember trying to find it once. Come on, Blair. Hit me up, Blair.
Oh, David McGoldrick.
Oh, yeah, I didn't actually say him, did I?
No.
He didn't say him, no. He was one of your two choices. David,
we had him for like four games. Did we have him for like four games?
I think it was another 1 month loan, in 2011. And he was with Sheffield United 2018 to 2022.
Right. Okay. I'm going to get an easier one in. I'm going to keep a gangster one back again. Owen Morrison.
Owen Morrison, an Al's Talk favourite. Owen Morrison was with us 1998 to 2003, and he was with Sheffield United.
Was he with us that long?
Yeah.
Right.
So, annoyingly, I've got Danny Wilson and Nigel Clough in my head, but they don't play for us. Well, I think they both played for us, but they didn't play for them. They managed them. I think I'm going to be out here. I'm really, really thinking.
Come on, Blair. It's an audio medium.
There's
some music in the meantime.
Whilst Blair's thinking, I've just had a quick look. Ben Hennigan is a Mancunian. He's from Manchester.
Thank you.
Sorry. Some interesting stats for you there, kid. That's a stat. We can make that a regular feature while Blair's thinking.
Yeah. I think I'm done. I can't even think of a Sheffield United player at the moment.
Right. Are you ready? Are you ready for a big win here? Are you ready for a big final win here? And if I fuck it up, then, you can laugh at me for this one. David Johnson.
David Johnson's correct. He was on loan with us in 2002, and in 2005 was on loan with Sheffield United.
And then the last one I had, because I'm at the bottom of my list, and it's a controversial one, JP McGovern.
Yeah, spot on. JP McGovern was with Sheffield United 2002 on 2003 on loan, and with us 2004 to 2006.
Yeah,
so well done, Dan.
I managed to rattle off 15 players there at the bottom there, and you lot named about seven of them.
Yeah, you nearly got them all there. The only ones we missed were, let's just have a look. We missed Keelan Lavery.
Oh, fuck off.
Of course.
Keelan Lavery was with us 2012 to 2016 and with Sheffield United 2016 to 2019.
Because he did literally nothing for them. He did nothing for
He's
them.
One of them players where you've wasted a good song on him and all.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. A guy called Anthony McMahon or Tony McMahon. I don't know if anyone remembered
him. Tony McMahon, yeah.
Yeah, 2002 to 2003.
Brian Laws had him. Yeah.
2004 to 2006 with them. Nathaniel Mendes-Lang.
What?
Didn't know that.
Didn't know that.
No. United 2011 on loan and with us last season. Joe Matic.
I do remember that. Did he play for Rotherham as well?
Yeah, it's still at Rotherham, yeah.
Joe Matic 2011. On loan to Sheffield United and with us 2012-2015.
That's actually surprising that there's so many, isn't it?
And then the final one, yeah, absolutely, yeah. 21 players in total. The final one was not that Carl Robinson, but another Carl Robinson, who was with us in 2003 on loan and with United 2004 on loan.
I have Welsh literally player. Not an idea who that is.
No,
I couldn't think it was just a month each team. Yeah,
couldn't even slightly picture what he looks like, unless it's that fat scouser that was at MK.
Yeah, I thought it was him, but it's not a different spelling. Yeah, it's this Welsh player we had, but I can't remember him.
Carl Robinson, John. That was a good quiz. That fair play. I'll give you that one. Whose turn is it? My turn next week. Oh Jesus, it's gonna be something obscure because we're now gonna end up in a spiral where we're gonna constantly try and outdo ourselves now, week in week out, aren't we? But my apologies, that was frustrating to listen to while you're in the car on the drive to work. We're going to need some thinking music.
The one I've got prepared is all-time top goal scorers according to Transfer Market, and it is quite shocking how shit our goal scorers actually have been.
I tell you what, I learned a lot last week on the Transfer Market.
you basically just told us what your quiz is.
So we're now going to spend the week boning up, as it were.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. All right. I won't do that one now, but
it was a good idea, Blair. Well done. Okay, right. So let's move on. Have we got any else to talk about? That's absolutely thrown me. I've used all my mental brain power. And I will tell you, lads, I am hungover to absolute bloody sin. And it's still, it's like what? It's nearly 9 o'clock and I'm in a right old tangle mess. So
I don't even know who have we got on Saturday?
Cambridge. We've got Cambridge. It was shit last year. It was October half term. I spent better part of 4 hours getting into Cambridge, parked up at the hotel. It was table service still because they were still in the middle of COVID restrictions, even though the rest of the United Kingdom had moved on. We couldn't get a pint. There were two pubs that told us that we could go in there. We ended up walking for about half an hour to get to one. They wouldn't let us in the other. We've ended up going to the ground. It was toss. It was the worst game of football. It was
Max Rushton is judging you right now.
I'm a goal down quite early on as well.
Typical set piece header, weren't it, if I remember rightly. And then Dele Bashir, who's got us out of the shit on 81 minutes. We've come out of the ground, me and my mate, we've booked hotel for night because we're both teachers and we think we're going to make a night of it. We've ended up walking for 37 minutes to get into the middle of Cambridge Town.
There's only Revolution there. There's only a Revs bar. That's it. That's all that's in it. And a slug and lettuce.
We ended up in all bar one. It was about 10:30. Gone to the bar. There'd been some uni graduations going on, so they were sat in one corner.
When you're told to hear the app.
Finally, our night begins. Sits down. 2 pints. They've come over. They've gone. Just so you know, it's last orders. You're off.
That bar, every time I've been in that bar, it does that. I don't know what it is.
Absolutely horrendous.
And Revolution's up until 3 a.m. round the corner. You should have walked another 200 yards.
Any late bars? No. So we ended up getting a kebab. My mate ordered a pizza. He said, can I change my order? As soon as he put, no, you paid for it. So he had to eat a pizza he didn't want. I had the worst kebab.
And you got kicked out after getting one beer.
And we got back to the hotel and a group of pissed up Wednesdayites just ended up arguing with each other.
Sounds like a right day. You should work for Cambridge Tourist Sports League.
I'm not going to Cambridge on Saturday.
So Steve's not going on Saturday. All right, so go on then. Blair, let's have a prediction from you, Trev. I reckon it's going to be one of them. What is it? No. Like a
banana skins.
It's got potential banana skin, but if we're on his game, we're going to absolutely bloody trounce him. What do you reckon?
No, really, weirdly, this season we've been very good away from home. So I think we'll just steamroll them 2-0.
2-0. 2-0 for Blair. What about you, John?
I'm going to go for another scrappy 1-0 Wednesday, I think. Not always convinced about away from home. I know that Blair thinks we're doing well, and I do think we're getting some, you know, picking up some good points. And we're still in the 2 points per game sort of ratio, but don't know. Some places are just a bit dodgy to go to, and so I'll go for 1-0 Wednesday.
1-0 Wednesday, Steve.
Stockholm syndrome from last year, and I'm going to go for a draw. We're going to draw 1-1.
I was going to say 1-1 actually. I must admit. So
We're
typical Wednesday fans where it's going too well, so now we're all like, hang on a fucking minute here. It's all going too swimmingly. Something's afoot here. You know what I mean? But in terms of any other business, by the way, folks, if you do want the poison chalice of financial officer, that's available on the website at Sheffield Wednesday right now. If you do go to the comments on Twitter, totally worth 5 minutes of your time. Have a look at that. And, you know, what you'll see is many a picture of Alan from The Hangover. So that's what's happening there. Does anybody else have any other business?
Alex Miller's just posted the Who Scored ratings.
Oh, yes. Tell us about that, because you were talking about that before we started.
I've not read the article in full. I've just scanned what Alex has put on. But he's basically, Who Scored have rank ordered our players, the players that have played for 500 minutes or more this season, and their average ranked score. Makes for some, in some cases, pretty interesting reading, but in others, fairly obvious. He's discounted Atkinson, he's discounted Delibashiru, and there's another one he's discounted because he played less than Patterson. Because he played less than 500 minutes. But in reverse order, our top 12 is Dominic Iorfa, average ranking 6.42. Lee Gregory is our 11. Will Volks, number 10. Marvin Johnson, number 9. David Stockdale, number 8. Michael Smith, number 7. Ihekwe, number 6. Absolute sacrilege. That LP2 is only number 5. Who was laughing?
I'm just laughing at the way you said it. I'm just like, you made me laugh at sacrilege, and I don't know what it was.
Disgusting. 7.01.
Why is it when anybody says disgusting, I only think of that girl rapping Cher Lloyd by Cher Lloyd. Yeah. Every time I hear that word. Disgusting.
Equal third, Josh Windass and Ben Hennigan. 7.08. Number 2 was George Byers, 7.11. And our best player by an absolute street is Barry Bannon.
Double Bizzle. I tell you what, Byers is interesting there because he's not getting a sniff right now. I think, is he broke or is he?
He's been injured. Yeah, he got a knock.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting because Volks and Byers are still, you know, Volks is quite high up there, higher than what I thought. I didn't think he'd done enough minutes to get on that list. Mm. And Byers to get second as well, that's actually impressive. Because you expect Gregory, Windass and Bannon to be up there. And Windass is, Gregory's what, number 11?
Number 11 out of 12.
Fucking hell.
Do you know what? I think we talked about it at the beginning of the pod tonight. He's not doing anything wrong other than not scoring. And yeah. I know that sounds ridiculous. His link-up play, the way that he's putting an effort in, you can see his body language. I think he's frustrated that he's not getting the goals at the minute, but his non-goal-scoring sort of play, the way that he supports the others around him, is undroppable. In the big games, you have to play the man because he's absolutely phenomenal. He occupies defences like you won't believe. And for me, he's one of the first names on the sheet whether he's scoring or not.
Yeah, and I think last season he did all his grafting still. I mean, he played the ball back into the box or across the 18-yard line. It wasn't going to him. I mean, we were so reliant on last season. We were so reliant on Gregory, but he wanted the ball that he were playing to go to himself. Yeah. Whereas now it's going to now we've got Smith and we've got Windass back and we've got, do you know what I mean? We've got a plethora of players, haven't we? So.
Did you see when he got in when he got in front of Barry Bannon, and who was coming in for the shot, and he kind of got in front of him, and Bannon went berserk.
Bannon went mental.
I like the idea of him like pointing up at him. Now you're
what about that? What about that big geezer for Cheltenham who pushed Bannon, and then he got subbed off that 4 minutes later?
Oh, number 14. Yeah,
yeah, and he got a very long walk across the cop.
That's the worst bit about this league. I know shit all about any of the other teams. Yeah, like, I'm really like, who is this geezer? What does he do? What's his thing? And it turned out there was one last year we were talking about, I want to say Plymouth, and they had a striker that had done something like 24 goals. And then we're like, what is happening? Why do I not know anything about this bloody league? Does me head in. Any road, that's me done for tonight. That's an hour. Thanks a lot for joining us. If you've got anything you want to add, by all means, stick it on the comments. Get in touch with us on @TWWcast. Thanks a lot to Stevie, Blair and John. We're also on YouTube as well if you want to see our ugly faces. So have a listen at that. See you later.
The Wednesday Week is sponsored by Michael Constantine Wealth Management. We bet you can't find a financial advisor closer to Hillsborough Stadium.
It's the 90th minute. You've got all your mates round. You've got your McNugget share boxes coming down the left wing, ready to go. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points back of the net. Le Bosch. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com for more information. See you later.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.